Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spark Radio Show, filled with strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge that may be the spark of a better solution to ignite a positive change in your life. The number to call if you have questions for Melanie or any of our guests is area code 347-215-8390. Now, here's your host, Ms. Melanie.
Strange. We still have fire, even though I clicked the button. Not sure what it's doing at the moment. If I can just turn it down. Oh, there we go. There's always another solution. Hi, and welcome to, or welcome back to Spark Radio. I am
welcome
your host,
to the Spark.
Ms. Melanie. Yeah, and you almost got welcomed again. And that volume back up for next time. Thank you for investing your time here at Spark to learn about some of those strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge. Tonight we'll be taking a look at Spark to enhance focus. I'm excited, still reading Do You Quantum Think by Diane Collins, who was my guest 2 weeks ago. I'm excited because I've got several authors waiting to ink some dates with me. I can bring you their exciting work that may spark changes in your life. So I hope that you've been with me the last few weeks. My apologies, last week did not have a show. A little bit of laryngitis and busy schedule. And actually, I do believe, if I remember correctly, there I was not anywhere I could do anything about the show time last week. So if you were joining me live, my apologies because I was not here. So thank you very much for coming back. It is indeed always my pleasure to be with you because you are the reason that Spark exists. So thank you for being here. And let's spend some time taking a look at focus. In the Northern Hemisphere, it is late spring, early summer. We haven't hit summer on the calendar quite yet. We're very close. And here in the Midwest, we are very, very dry. And I hope that wherever you are, the weather is treating you well, although I do have listeners in parts of the world where there are, Mother Nature seems to be delivering all sorts of challenges, from severe storms to winds blowing the forest fires, making them very hard to deal with. So I am sending positive energy to all my listeners to continue to move forward and to have peace and safety. So, as I mentioned in my show notes for tonight, how are you focused? Are you feeling scattered? I've heard that lately. As a matter of fact, I think I've said that in the last couple of days, that I just, my mind feels scattered. I've got so many projects going on, and both at my full-time job and in my business and in my family. The image of spinning plates in a carnival, vaudeville show, or circus where you have a long, thin rod and glass plates and you're spinning them, trying to keep more and more of them in the air at the same time. And then there's also, you know, juggling monkeys has been a phrase lately, that trying to keep moving objects in the air at the same time. If you're feeling scattered, or you just feel like you don't have energy for the things that you want to do in your life, if you're feeling that your attention is drawn to so many things, all of those are pulling away from your effectiveness. And there are some things that you can do to regain that focus. And the first thing to do is breathe. Just take 3 slow, deep breaths. And allow yourself to just slow down and breathe. Because our brain needs oxygen. in order for it to function, in order for it to process the chemical reactions, we need oxygen to burn the energy that the cells need. Make sure you have enough oxygen. Ooh, yawning. A couple big yawns. Another way to get more oxygen to your brain. So another way to enhance your focus is with drinking water. Make sure that you're well hydrated. Improves your ability to focus, concentrate. How much water are you drinking every day? These are brain boosters that I talk about in my Maximize Your Cognitive Capacity seminar and periodically post on my Twitter feed. Because we can make choices in our lives, our lifestyle choices, that either enhance our brain's performance or inhibit our brain's performance. Another way to say that is you can boost your brain or bust your brain by the choices that you make. So one of my passions is to provide accurate information to people to make brain-boosting, brain-enhancing choices. And focus is a function of our mind. And we need the basic building blocks to build focus and attention. So tonight I want to share several of those with you and encourage you to try them in the week ahead. So, breathing deeply several times an hour, at least once an hour. Some people pop up every 15 minutes. Breathe deeply. How much water are you drinking a day? According to some researchers, about half your body weight in water. Your brain's a fluid environment, so it will pull water from every other system in your body if it doesn't have enough. Circulatory, digestive, muscle, it'll pull it from everywhere. So make sure that you're consuming water. And are you giving your brain the proper nutrition? Your brain needs to produce the neurochemicals that you probably heard of, dopamine, serotonin. Dopamine does help you focus your attention. Good nutrition is very important. Are you eating a healthy diet that includes protein, that includes antioxidants? One of the easiest ways to know if you're on track is to eat the rainbow. Deep colors and a variety of colors give you good nutrition. Good nutrition for your brain. And protein provides building blocks for your brain as well. Once you've taken care of those physical needs, the oxygen, the food, the water, our brains also perform better when we have some sun, natural sunlight, when we have positive physical touch. Those also help our brain to be healthy. So when you've got your best brain, then what happens as our attention seems to scatter, as we attempt to multitask, which in our world we do so much. And as my regular listeners have heard me talk about in the past, Dr. John Medina in his book Brain Rules, I love that book, and I love the website brainrules.net, talks about attention and the fact that multitasking is a myth. Our brain is a serial processor. That means it does one thing at a time in a sequence. And if we jump from task to task mentally, there are some steps involved in making the switch, then it costs energy, and it introduces opportunity for error. So we are trying to hopscotch or juggle multiple tasks. We pay a price for that mentally, in our efficiency and in our focus. So can you chunk your time with your projects? Can you plan, I will be on this project for X minutes, this project for X minutes? Some of our jobs and our projects, less effective to do that. Look at where you have control over that attention and over that tasking. And make the choice to chunk your attention. other things will pull our attention, things that are novel or unique and unexpected because they signal danger to our brain. It may be a threat or a stress that will pull our attention. Whether it's a real threat or a perceived threat or stress will pull our attention. It's a survival skill. If we focus so much that we didn't notice those things going on around us, we could be somebody's lunch. So we want to be able to monitor our attention, monitor our interruptions as much as possible. If you can, do you have one or two times a day that you answer email? Or are you constantly hopping for every email that crosses your screen? If part of your job is to monitor those emails, that's part of your job. If you have control over when you respond to emails, when you read emails, you can help to focus your attention by selecting certain times and then focusing on those tasks. Otherwise, it's very tempting for every email that crosses your desk or your screen to jump to doing that task and then this other task and then this other task. And then you're to the end of the day and here's your list, if you have a list. Or your calendar with everything you want to get done and feeling like, what did I do today? So being able to focus your attention, to choose where you are putting your attention. Now, sometimes we have these thoughts in our head that keep popping up, these voices that we hear that sound like a nagging parent or a nagging child or a nagging teacher, that something will happen that will trigger that inner critic, that voice that's complaining, that's telling you all the things that are going wrong. And you can learn to silence that voice. Jack Canfield uses cancel, cancel, and then he replaces it with something supportive. Other people respond with the thanks for the input and replace it with what you truly want. So when you that voice gets going on a tirade and just over and over the same thing, push stop. Replace it with the information of what you really want to happen. That which you are for empowers you. That which you are against weakens you. The Wayne Dyer quote that I love. That which you are for empowers you. So what you're focusing on, when you focus on what you're for, when you focus on what you want, when you imagine what the outcomes will be that you desire, that's very empowering and energizing. When you focus on what you're against, talk about what you don't want, focus on the possible negative outcomes, it weakens you, it drains your energy, and decreases the likelihood of success for most people. What if you changed your language and your attention to focus on that which you are for? And to take just a minute or two to envision what that success looks like, what it feels like, what the response of the people around you is like. That will fuel you. That's positive energy. Very often the reason we're feeling drained energetically, one of the reasons is because our energy is being pulled into the past, for things that have happened over which we have no control to change. Or we're thinking about the things in the future that may or may not happen. Most of the time it's negative worry, which is another form of wasted energy and attention. Neither the past nor the future is providing support for us in the moment. What if you could bring your attention to now and focus on now? What are you accomplishing now? What is it you want to achieve now? Can you be in the moment? Can you decide from moment to moment? I am focused. And if your attention drifts, just notice, oh, isn't that interesting? I'm bringing my focus back to task. And do it gently, do it lovingly, because love is the highest energy vibration. Emotionally, the highest emotion for energy vibration. So as much as you can be in a state of love, feeling love for yourself, love for your family, when what you do comes from a place of love and support, it's very energizing. Sometimes people will think about the love they feel for a child, the love they feel for a partner, and that provides that emotional shift. what if you're in that, oh my gosh, this went wrong and that went wrong and I've got this to do and that to do and blah, 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 and it just runs like an MP3 that won't stop. Then what do you do? Sometimes we end up with what's referred to as an emotional hijack, where we are focused on that emotion because there was something that felt like a stress or a threat that threatened our survival. So now our brain is running at an emotional level. There's a small almond-shaped structure on each hemisphere of our brain that's called the amygdala, A-M-Y-G-D-A-L-A. The amygdala acts like a smoke alarm, like red alert on Star Trek, that when there's something that is senses as a risk or a danger or a threat, it will bypass the frontal cortex or the prefrontal cortex, the frontal lobe of our brain, where we have reasoning and logic and we can be rational. And it sends the blood flow and the glucose, which is the energy, the sugars in our blood, sends it to the structures in the brain that are dealing with survival and structures in the body that are dealing with survival. So our heart rate will increase and our blood flow will go to the core of our body and our attention will sharpen on whatever it is that's causing us that stress or threat. We are very focused on that threat coming toward us, if it's an oncoming car, if it's a deadline. And we get so emotional that we just are stuck. And so sometimes it helps to have either an outside voice, the voice of a coach, of a colleague, of an accountability partner, to ask you a few questions. Or if you have a card that you can pull out and ask yourself a few questions. I love Byron Katie's process called The Work. And you can find the process at www.thework.com. She has four questions. And you can pull out the card, hand it to somebody, say, just ask me these questions. Is it will help you shift your focus, because there is a bridge in your brain between the limbic system, where your amygdala is part of, and the frontal cortex, where you can reason. And that bridge doesn't mature until late teens, early 20s. So the ability to shift on your own is challenging physiologically by structure when you're younger, and then as you're older, just by the intensity of the emotion. If someone asks you a question, though, it begins to shift the blood flow from that limbic system, the survival system of our brain, to the reasoning area of our brain. And the first question in Byron Katie's The Work is this true? Whatever statement we make, is this true? It helps us to regain perspective. Is this true? And the second question is, can you be sure this is true? Is it true? Well, number two, can you absolutely know that it's true? And you can get a copy of the four questions on her website. She has a number of PDFs for the instructions for doing the work, doing this one belief at a time. So back to the question. The third question is, and these are my questions too, can you absolutely know it's true that somebody should or shouldn't feel some way, you should or shouldn't have done something? Number three, how do you react? What happens when you believe that thought? And number four, who would you be without the thought? And then the next step is called the turnaround. Turn the thought around. Find at least three specific, genuine examples of how each turnaround is true for you in this situation. So I will also say that when the first time I experienced the work, when I was becoming a certified passion test facilitator, Byron Katie has something called a judge your neighbor worksheet. And we talk about an issue with somebody else. Like, my husband should find a better job. Like, my son should be more organized. Like, whatever the statement is that's bothering us about someone else. And we do the work on that statement because it's often easier to see the problem in someone else's life rather than to see it in our own. The turnaround, though, is to find examples of how each statement is true for you. So if my son should be more organized, one of the turnarounds is I should be more organized. My son should not be more organized. I should not be more organized. And then to go through the questions for each of those. And that process gets to do a shift. So when it comes to your attention, just asking questions. And whether you do the work, which is good for intense emotion, or just the simple question of, how is this response serving me? Or is this response helping me right now? The yes or no question. Is this response helping me right now? If the answer is no, then there's another question. What action could I take right now that would lead me to a better result? Is this response serving me as I'm flitting from thing to thing to thing and I'm unable to focus? No. What action can I take right now to lead me to a better result? I can take deep breaths. I can take a break and go drink some water. I can stand and stretch, some physical movement to get the blood flowing in my body. I can examine the perspective. 5 years from now, what will this mean? Because we get so focused on minutiae sometimes that truly we miss the opportunity to be happy, we miss the opportunity to tell the people we love how important they are, and we miss the opportunity to show them. Is this response helping me right now? What action can I take that would help me get a better result? That also helps reduce your stress. Because what action can I take puts the sense of control back, often in situations where we feel we have no control. That will also help to focus attention. On a bigger picture, on a bigger scale, often we're scattered when we're unclear about the direction we want to go, about the outcome that we truly desire. And as Linda Galindo talks about with her accountability work and in the book, The 85% Solution, and I'll reference you back to January, I interviewed Linda. It's a great interview, talking about accountability. It's hard to guarantee success when we don't know what success is. And success in my life looks and feels differently. Well, it probably feels the same, but it looks different than it does in someone else's life. My skills, my strengths, my passions are different. So the first step is define what success is in your life. Is it a big house? Is it a retirement account? Is it a happy family? What is success? And the accountability model allows you to accept responsibility, to own what it is you want to achieve and own what you're doing. The empowerment, self-empowerment, to take whatever action is necessary to achieve the result, that success you desire, and then the accountability to own the results, good, bad, or ugly, the results of your choices. Now, there are things in the world that are going to impact those results? Absolutely. Can you still own your results? Yes. I encourage you to listen to my interview with Linda Galindo. When it comes to how you think, there's so much power in both the thoughts that we think and the emotions that we feel. And I want to direct you to a book that just came across my attention today. They're having a free launch today, so if you're listening to the show live or on this date, which is June 14th, 2012, you can go to CourageousLiving.com. /book, and the book is called Undermined, UNDERMIND. It's about 7 beliefs, subconscious beliefs that can sabotage your success, and includes strategies for moving through them. I'll be ordering my book after the show. So that website again is Courageous, Courageous, Living, LIV, as in Victor, ING.com/book, BOOK. And the advantage of doing the pre-launch order today is there are many bonuses available for this book. And I'm excited, and I'm hoping to have the authors as guests in the future to talk about undermined and what has happening in our subconscious mind. And that is another topic altogether. So in our remaining minute and a half, I invite you to take an action on something that you heard. Could be a spark to improve your focus and attention. To get clear on the priorities in your life, to get clear about the outcomes, and to move toward what you are for, to focus on what you are for. And to realize that, yes, you can pull your energy from the past and the future back into now, to reclaim your power to choose your thoughts, to choose your words, and to choose your emotions. By taking some actions to ask questions that can help shift from your emotional hijack to more reasoning and rational thinking. Enjoy the feeling of love in your life. I hope that you find the love for yourself that will flow out to others, and that you remember that there are, to someone in the world, you are so, so important. Because what you do makes a difference. May you choose to create amazing days, and you continue to make a positive difference in the lives you touch. Say that every day. I choose to create an amazing day as I make a positive difference in the lives I touch. Thank you very much for being here. Until next time, take good care of your brain, the only one you have, and stay safe.
Thank you for listening to Spark Radio with Miss Melanie. Please share this show link with those you believe would enjoy and benefit from listening. We invite you to join us for upcoming shows with special guests and more sparks. May a spark you heard ignite a positive change in your life. Good day.